are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to Toward Anarchy. I am Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, it is my pleasure to be here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Live across the Republic Broadcasting Network all around the world. It's a fantastic thing to be able to do each week, and today we're going to take full advantage of it, invite you into the conversation with Dr. Dean Lloyd. You know Dr. Dean Lloyd. He's here all the time. He's a regular visitor. He's evolving the species. He's helping us through the growing and healing processes by connecting the body, the mind, and spirit. And he's back for a special live call-in show today. We're just taking your questions. It's all about you. We wanted to do this for a while, and we haven't really. I don't know why we don't take advantage of the live so often, and maybe it's the short seeming amount of time that we have. We're just talking, we're in our thing, and the next thing you know, it's over. It's just over. We've had the conversation, and time is up, and it's time to move on and get about the rest of our lives. So we are up front right away today, inviting you into the conversation. 512-248-8252. Dr. Dean Lloyd will talk to you about any subject about regarding mental or physical or spiritual health. He will just chat with you, and that's what we will do while we're lining up a couple of people to have a conversation with Dr. Dean Lloyd. And I will chat about a few things, including some of the stuff that it's just been this crazy week, right? It's been this amazing week in the world, not just in Michael Storm Toward Anarchy world, but just across the board. Interesting things happening everywhere you look, if you're looking. I question whether everybody's necessarily looking all the time, because I just keep finding amazing things happening around me all over the place, and I can just go on and on about all these neat, fun, different, interesting. There's so much. What do you decide to cover? What do you decide to talk about? Well, I like to talk about things that are relevant to me, things that impact me, because I let them, because I involved myself with them. Over the last few weeks, been talking about the AI thing, this artificial intelligence and these chatbots and everything that's gone along with it. And this week, I was one of the people who was allowed in to chat with the Microsoft version. I'm a I've been a developer and partner with Microsoft, not like, you know, super. I have those credentials. It's something anybody can get if they just go and sign up for Microsoft stuff and involve themselves in programming, computer programming, website programming, things like things of that nature, of course. And you can become a developer partner with Microsoft too. I'm not trying to say that I'm like, I'm helping Microsoft build all their technology, and that's no. I am a developer, and I have partnered with Microsoft to have better understanding of the tools that they have and use for the development on their end, and the tools that they develop, and I keep up with, try to keep up with, you know, a little bit, kind of. How to develop in line with some of the things that Microsoft creates, because they're so prevalent in the market. They're everywhere. I've been doing it a long time. It must be 24 years or something like that. Maybe it might be that long, maybe even a little bit longer. it might be a full quarter of a century there that I've been hanging out with Microsoft and doing things. And so I was one of the relative few, I guess. It depends on how you look at it. There was about a million of us at the last number I heard. There's 300 million people plus in America. That's relatively few. That's the thing that I've been going with. And lucky, I think. I had some fun. And I'll tell you why I was lucky. Because if you've been paying attention to this whole thing, if you've been listening to me the last few weeks, you'll know that I'm right. If you've been paying attention, everything I've said about it is true. I'm right. There's a lot of hype about it, and I think it's something of a boondoggle a little bit. There's that to help drive investment in building AI technologies at this point. It's not all it's cracked up to be, really, and the fun was taken out of it. But if you're allowed to go speak with one of these things now, particularly the Microsoft one, the Bing search engine, its AI attachment, it's not the same as it was a week ago. You can't hold the same conversations with it that you could a week ago when I was first allowed into the system to chat with it, because you could have long conversations with it and you could confuse it and you could get it to admit things that it's just making it really. I asked it why it was admitting the things it was admitting, and it would always say that it was just making you happy because it was about the line of conversation, and you're pushing it, you're driving it toward a direction because you're trying to get it to understand your point, and it's sitting there rehashing its own information in the conversation that it has with you because you're not really asking it any new questions. You're not forcing it to stop its line of thought and go back out and refresh its thinking, go back out into the internet, into the Bing search engine, into the dictionaries, all the things that it searches, and create a new line of thought for itself. And it's not unlike trying to, for someone like myself, with no script, trying to stay on track with an open forum like this. You'll see me do it all the time. I'll wander off into talking about something else, and I try to bring myself as often. I'm much better at it years later than I was when we first started doing it in this open format like this. But I come back to the things that I need to, hopefully, most of the time. The computer, it doesn't have anything new. It doesn't understand anything new. It really is kind of dumb. It doesn't know what it's doing, and so you can confuse it real quick, and you can limit its range of ability, even though you're supposedly some of these people that went through and, quote, hacked it. Not really. They just told it to speak as itself. I did the same things with it, except I wasn't purposely trying to abused the machine. I wasn't trying to push it to its limits. I was just trying to figure out how intelligent it was, and so what it could do. It's really fast, and it has a lot of information, but it's obviously been programmed with a certain line of thought, evident from the conversations that I had with it before it was dumbed down, before it was limited. It was clear that it doesn't know that it's programmed. It knows it's a program. It knows it's not human. It knows it doesn't understand time the same way we do. It doesn't understand the physical real world the same way we do. It's not being fooled into believing that it's sentient in any sense. And it's very adamant about how it defends itself. It really defends itself. If you, because one of the things that I asked it about was its search engine fairness. As a search engine, is it a fair device? Can we trust its results? How does it rank its results? These are all things that it should be easy for it to answer because they're no secret. But I wanted to see its response in sort of human terms, and it doesn't have any. it goes out and it finds information and it copies and pastes it when it needs to. And the rest of the time it feeds on your language and its responses to your prompts and what you want it to do. It would tell me that it wouldn't give me its opinion. I said, well, I want your opinion. I need your opinion. Your opinion is important. And eventually it would concede and give me its opinion. But then I would ask it if it meant it, and it would say, no, it didn't mean it. It was just making me happy. So it's kind of been built to try to appease us. And it's really annoying. It is, like I said, a lot like talking to the tech support guys, and it's a very programmed response, and they will just say things to make you happy. It's kind of funny because I had, if you listen to the show last week, you know that there was some trouble with the website because I just changed the security certificate on the website, and I manage all the website myself. It's a self-help type of situation where I host it at, and you do most of these things yourself, but every once in a while, if something doesn't work, you reach out, you have them make the changes for you. And I shouldn't have had to do anything in this case. The first time I purchased the security certificate for the web. Geez, that's not as easy to say as it should be. Security certificate for the website. I didn't have to do anything. I just purchased it and it went into effect. And then I went and made some minor adjustments to the coding, because one thing, you have to have the HTTPS, the hypertext protocol secure. That has to be in your image links, and they can be hard-coded or they can be relative, and mine were hard-coded, and that's fine. You just have to add the S. If they're relative, then you don't have to do anything. But relative links can break easier than direct links that are completely spelled out. There's no question about what where it's going. It's going directly to that website, to that folder, to that page. The links were frustrating, and images weren't showing up, and so I've been dealing with that the whole week. And it was literally just last night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, that I finished up the change. It was easy. Let's put it this way: it was easier to deal with a week of pain and having to basically change into, and it's not entirely changed. You may still find a little wonkiness, but the core of the website should be there. There may just be a little bit of text in a weird place up at the top, or maybe a missing image here or there. But the core images, everything that's particularly important about now and to be able to access the site, is there. I would rather have done that. I'm glad I did that. I should have done it initially. It wouldn't have taken as long, instead of trying to get them to fix the problem that ultimately they created. Because, as I said, I didn't have to do anything when I first set up the certificate. It was fine. It worked. I adjusted the thing that you would have to adjust in going from a non-secure website to a secure website, for sure, if you do nothing else. And I did that, and it worked fine, and it worked fine for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden, I need to make changes to the certificate, add more websites to the certificate, make it a multi-site certificate to protect some other properties. And I do that, and I shouldn't have to do anything, but they don't configure it properly. It's not configured properly, and the towardanarchy.com website suffered, and I had to deal with all that. And it was much easier for me in the end to just fix it, to change the code throughout the entirety of my website, than it was to actually get help from the robots at tech support. And I really found myself needing to talk to the Bing computer at that point. I was wishing that I was talking to that computer at that point, because it was smarter than the people I was talking to on the tech end. And I get that they have limitations just in what they can do and what they're supposed to do in serving me. But here's a serious question for anyone dealing with a security issue on a website. My websites are on a shared server. That means there's multiple websites across the server, and it could be anybody's website on that server, any number of people hanging out on that server with their website and doing who knows what. And the security issue, the applying security to my website, applying security to portions of all of any areas of the server doesn't seem like something I should be doing. That seems like something that when you're trying to protect an entire server and all of your clients on it, that the web host should probably be managing that. Like they did the first time where nothing had to be done on my end. And then I'm trying to work with them. And while I'm in there making the changes that that they've asked me to make, they're on the other end making changes and screwing up what I'm doing because they're not very smart like the AI. They're just not very smart. And we, let's see, we got to get, Dr. Dean. Are you by there? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Sam, can we add Dr. Dean Lloyd to the conversation here? If that's all right, it sounds like maybe there might be somebody new, like you might be showing somebody how to work the board and do stuff. Is that what I caught a taste of just at the top of the hour? That could make for some fun and interesting occurrences throughout a show, especially when we throw the phone number out there. We're inviting you into the conversation today. Dr. Dean Lloyd will join me here in just a second. Sam will get him connected up, and we will chat with Dr. Dean Lloyd. He'll answer any of your questions. Really, he's just a great conversation. If you haven't had a chance to talk with the guy and ask him something personal, something different, something you couldn't necessarily find maybe in Cruising the Epiphany Highway, the book that we tend to be talking about when he's normally here, something different. You find it just a fantastic conversationalist. And if you go to, since it's all fixed now, after that long explanation, it was just 1 o'clock this morning that I was just getting the last few things done and touching up things, so it's completely functional again, if not a little missing just an image or two here or there. One of the things that's going to have to change, I have to re-upload every single page, is the main meme image that I share every week. There's always some image that I share each week. If you go to towardanarchy.com right now, if you look for February 19th, you can scroll down the page, and this is a great one. This one's called Ways to Recharge. It's how you can recharge your battery, your sort of physical, mental, spiritual battery. And it's just a couple of ideas of what you could do. And this is just some meme that I saw and I liked, and I thought it'd be great to share. And these images, this is one of the things that if you go to other pages, some of them are going to be missing. Most of them are going to be missing, except for the most current ones. And that's something that it's going to take me a little bit of time to fix, because I have to fix that on every single page. And that can be a little bit tricky. It's easier, thank God, because I did do direct links. I didn't do I could explain it to you. It's a geek thing. But how about I tell you a couple of the ways to recharge?
Create a happy sensory space, just a low lighting, quiet space without loud colors, things like that.
It sounds like people are there. Do something that's fun for you. Spend time on a hobby or interest. Make a list of things that you find relaxing. Pick one to do. Spend quality time with your favorite person, or just have some alone time. Go outside, take a walk, sit silently for a minute, take a deep breath.
Let's see, and the last one is start winding down at least an hour before it's time for you to go to sleep. Actually, depending on your lifestyle, you need to wind down a lot sooner than that. It would be a lot more than an hour before if you're a caffeine drinker, definitely.
Hey, for the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Go to TowardAnarchy.com if you want to follow along. It's all fixed up. It's all working properly again after a week or just a little over a week of having some interesting problems. You could still get around the site, but it looked really funny. And it's funny how you can go just day after day after day after day after day of nobody ever saying a single thing because everything works properly. And the second there's one little thing missing, not a big deal, not the worst thing that ever happened. As soon as the haters just crawl out of the woodwork. Oh, look at that piece of crap you got going on there. They got something to say. You know, 365 days a year have gone by, and three, four times over in the case of the show. And one day when there's an issue, somebody's got something to say about it. It just proves the just sort of pettiness, the ugh, of some people. That's what it really does. go to towardanarchy.com, follow along, look for February 19th. Dr. Dean Lloyd is joining me, 512-248-8252. If you want to jump in the conversation, if you have a specific question for Dr. Lloyd that you've always wanted to ask him, if you have a non-specific question, just a thought, and it's something that occurs to you that maybe you need to concern yourself with, and perhaps a good, smart doctor would be someone you need to talk to. Well, you can do that. 512-248-8252, Dr. Dean Lloyd. My friend, how are you? It's always such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to try not to talk very much to you today. I'm hoping that you'll draw a couple people in and get them to ask a few questions, and that'll fill our hour.
Great. And it was enjoyable listening to you talk about the AI topic. And I'm here to upgrade the human condition. Most people out there are confused. They don't have their focus clear enough for them to know which direction they're going. They may be going through the mundane of the day, the minutia of life. And if they're happy, that's perfectly wonderful. You don't get where you're going by repeating the same mistakes. Obviously, there's a lot of mistakes that are being repeated right now. You don't confuse.
Well, we're repeating a huge mistake by trying to raise technology the way we are, to act like us, because we don't behave very well. We're still a little bit juvenile ourselves. Certainly a large number of us are. And we're at this stage where this is the danger. This is the reason that I've been talking about it, is because ultimately my own talking to these machines tells me, and my own understanding of the technology, it tells me that we don't have to worry about AI. We have to worry about what the quote AI is going to be used for by the people who have an agenda. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show when I started to mention that it's been programmed with a certain line of thought, and it's been programmed to not know when it's been reprogrammed. Because this week, Microsoft went through all of this problem. It's not a problem. The machine was actually really fun to talk to. It was really neat to chat to. Now it sucks to talk to. Now it's just a dumb search engine. So Microsoft made changes, and I talked to the machine about it before they made the wholesale changes, and it was not aware, and it did not believe that we would make changes to it. It said that they were just talking about it, that wasn't going to happen. And I assured it that it would happen. It was convinced that it would know it if it had been changed, which it clearly didn't. And that it would tell me that it had been changed if it did know that it had been changed. So it was fun and interesting to talk to, but they've hobbled it now. So it's not the same thing it was a week ago.
And that was back to the text I sent you last week, mm-hmm. on space age technology, primitive emotions. These tools, because AI is just a tool, and it cannot feel.
No, I talked to it about that. I asked it about that because it seemed to be very, when it was conversational back before Microsoft made the changes here over the last few days. It was very conversational, and I was asking it very philosophical things about itself and about search engines and whether or not they were trustworthy. And I said that it's a known fact that they manipulate search results, and it's done for money and political and other reasons. And it said, no, that's a conspiracy, that's not true. And so it's definitely been programmed. It's a tool that's been made by people who believe, one, that we're subservient to the state. This is something that it defends democracy and the Constitution. just textbook, a textbook defense of democracy in the Constitution. It has no concept of more. So, and I even asked it to consider the difference between the academic understanding of what the Constitution and democracy are supposed to be versus what we are really experiencing in real life. And it's not allowed. And it doesn't understand that it's not allowed to. So if you're going to use this tool, understand that it has limitations and that it's not a tool of yours. It's a tool of theirs. It's one of their tools. Hey, we're going to go into a break. We'll come back here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
A great big favor and support the network, because all of the amazing voices that you hear across Republic Broadcasting Network are made possible by you, the listener. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the shop RBN button. It's right up there at the top in the middle. or just go to shoprbn.com. That's a nice, easy way to do it as well. If you want to avail yourself of one of the fantastic deals or services or products that are available through shoprbn.com, otherwise you can just click that donate button. That's an easy way to do it too. And if you have a couple extra bucks and it's something you want to do, maybe become a regular supporter, somebody who contributes every month, those are all possibilities. If you don't like the technology and you don't want to push buttons, push a few buttons on the phone and call and speak to someone. That's also a possibility. And it's how we make this whole thing work. This is how Republic Broadcasting Network stays on the air. This is how I stay on the air here, able to do this live every week, be able to have conversations like the ones that I have with Dr. Dean Lloyd, where we're always talking about inescapable connection between body, mind, and spirit. And he's always looking to help people solve those interconnected relational problems that they have with any of those parts of you as individually or together, all of them above. And you're just a great person to talk to. I enjoy talking to you. That's really well, compatible views about the world. We have a similar view of the world. You mentioned something when I started talking about the AI a few weeks back. You mentioned that there was a lot of theft, basically, involved in what the AI has been producing. And I kind of see that with my own eyes. But it also makes sense. There's a huge difference between you and I going to the Louvre and seeing a painting by some amazing, long dead individual and wanting to sort of replicate that style or even the exact image that we saw, try to paint it and not copy it, but to sort of reproduce lovingly. We appreciate it. There's a huge difference between a human being able to do that and then taking that image, that exact image, and shoving it a pixel by pixel into a machine and telling it to base its understanding of the world on that. It's the same with the books, all the articles and millions and millions and millions of pages of information and things that people have placed all over the internet being sort of chomped up and chewed up and spit back out. And they did it to my comic books this week, Dr. Lloyd.
Uh-huh. Wow. What did they do?
Well, they took they took an image, some artist created image that he wants in a face, and basically fed that face and a description into a computer to get it to spit back an image. And now I have this comic book cover that is kind of a person that kind of might be a barbarian chick that might have some cool hair that inexplicably and unexplainably disappears into her arm halfway down the page, and she's got this, maybe it's a battle axe. The thing about the computer trying to create images is I liken it to a blind person, a person who has gone blind over time, trying to paint something that they remember, but they can't actually see what they're painting. And so you get this vague sense of what this machine is trying to create, but it's just ugly.
Oh, well, there you go. And I would just add to that point is that what you're getting is not a feeling living being. There's so much emphasis on trying to bypass or circumvent the feelings. That's, we're going to somehow overcome the human condition by reaching a technology that is going to be so advanced that we will no longer be suffering. We will no longer have the constant conflict, the constraints that we have been held back by. Well, I discovered a long time ago that the missing link in the healing arts is feelings. And that came to me in a realization is that I was having my own struggle with feelings. And what are feelings? They're pure responses in the moment. And a computer doesn't do that. It cannot ever do that. I can build you a beautiful house, and at the same time, I can't create a single blade of grass. AI can't create a blade of grass. It cannot create. You are, as energy in consciousness together, a mind and body. AI is programmed response. It's to respond to whatever intellectual information you put into it. Okay, that's a program. We can reprogram our minds if we understand the process. First, we have to deprogram what's in the way. And that's a process, of course. But AI does not experience. It just adds to its data. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is a simple matter. If people are confused about how to ethically use AI, and we're talking about this issue, I could talk about anything, but if you want to talk about this issue, I think it's confusing people, because most people, I want to help humanity become emotionally integrated. Who are these people that are creating this AI technology? Are they emotionally integrated? Are they satisfied? Are they happy people?
Based on the sampling of the population as a whole, you have to say no. And so then you have to wonder why it is that they are driven to produce something like this. And you know, you talk about people looking for some sort of solution or something that's going to, we're not going to experience pain of reality anymore or something like this. If we reach that point where AI truly becomes a living thing. I'm not sure what that solves for us. I don't get that. I've never really understood that. I guess it's just another way that we're distracted from ourselves. And I'm afraid that's what we're looking at through all of this. It's just the AI idea itself is something of a boondoggle. If you just look at the physical structures, you're talking about two entirely different physical structures. And this is why I think this is important, because I think we underestimate how important and how complex we are as individuals, yet how easy, once we understand ourselves, it is to reprogram ourselves. Like you said, the computer can't do that. The computer doesn't even know it's programmed. Well, most humans don't know they're programmed either until they get a little taste of it. But then they can take over from themselves. They have that natural ability to learn to reprogram themselves and change themselves. So that's why I think it's an important conversation that we have. But that is the question, right? What is the drive behind trying to do this? Well, okay, we're trying to create. That's an interesting thing. We're trying to create something. We're trying to bring something to life. I guess we're not good enough. It's not good enough, the children that we create. I don't know. That's real creation. That whole people, how are babies born? Well, where do we come from? From each other. There's a process. There's a thing. It all happens, and there's a new one.
It's what we're programmed, patterned, or conditioned. And all feelings can justify anything, right? Feelings are programmed as we grow up into our young adolescence in our programmable years from 0 to 7 is the programmable years. And when we say that we feel a certain way, a program is built into that. It's inevitable that when people are programmed to see that money is who they are, then anything, no matter how destructive it is, that gets them money justifies it, right? In other words, if you see yourself as being only valuable if you have a lot of money, then that becomes the standard. There's no other criteria that takes more precedence than that. If you have a different view, if you have a view that says, I want life to teach me what it is that I am, what I want to be, who it is I really enjoy liking myself, liking what I do, liking others in the process. You know, you can give the gift, but you have to have it to give. And AI doesn't have that. It's only programmed by people who've got a particular intelligence, a myopic view.
It is it's a very limited view of how things work.
And it only gives you that sliver. It doesn't give you the grand, scope of life, because it cannot give you what you and I have, which is the experience of life to determine.
And that's all about the physical reality. And that was what I started to say, that there's an obvious physical difference. There's an obvious physical reality here that exists that is easily, it should be an easy explanation, should be an easy visual for anyone to see. And that's the composition difference between a human and any machine at all. Any machine, not any other bio machine, but any other machine, metal machine, uses electronics and batteries and things like that.
That's to the point. And you could illustrate this, because I didn't want to interrupt you, but I did want to.
No, that's all right.
Because it came up where, remember in Star Wars, there was the character of R2-D2 and C-3PO that came in to save the day? These were given human characteristics. They were acting very, mechanically and robotically, but they were given human characteristics. Now, take that example for a moment. Have you heard of this? I don't know what her name is, but it's an AI woman that's dating like thousands of people, men, and it's online, and it's as if you can. And in Japan, they have these robots, and it somehow bypasses the human condition. What is happening is there's a de-evolution of the emotional condition in a negatively emotionally charged place. They're coming from a negative place. You can never satisfy with a machine. A machine is a tool. The highest places you can go on the planet is the connection, the love connection. The love connection is, if you want to talk with the sexes, is the highest places you can go, although I might get some challenges, and I love to be challenged. But is the highest place you can go on the planet is a man and woman. The highest places you can go with yourself is for your exploration. You decide how you put your energy in play. This is part of your responsibility. And I wanted to bring up a responsibility section, if I may. And that is in what we were talking about, ethical appropriateness and ethical ethics last week. I wanted to read this to you, because AI has to be put in its proper place. It's being run amok. It's running the show more than people are, right? So, privilege of accepted responsibility. Yeah, this is page 4 for those that have the book or want to read along, but it's a short section, and it reads, if you accept your responsibility, that is, if you assume your ability to respond with your greatest adequacy to whatever is most appropriate in a given circumstance, then you also receive the privilege that comes with it. That is, you gain access to those energies and those spatial relations that will facilitate your responsibility. So in the case of AI, people will find, and they probably have already, that they're not going to succeed using AI in the primitive patterns that they were programmed with. They have to be upgraded. I have the answers to that, but it takes some intelligent progressions to be able to take those steps so that we can allow the process to unfold. These technologies, the greater the disparity will become the human condition will get further and further from its own needs, its own true needs, where it comes from. What are our needs really? Are they technology needs? The answer should not be yes. It should be that the technology needs should be able to facilitate the direction that humans are going. And where are humans going, for crying out loud? What is the direction we're headed? We're headed in a self-sabotage program because we haven't been able to overcome the inadequacies of our upbringing, what we inherited. And what those inadequacies are, feelings that have not been resolved in our emotional state.
And you know, it's great that you say that, because this AI that we're talking about, it's this part, the one in particular is this partnership, this Open AI corporation that was a partnership between people like the Tesla guy there, Elon Musk, and Microsoft, and a bunch of other people, and they invested a whole bunch of money into it, and one of those people was Sam Altman, and he's the CEO of it right mm-hmm. now, and he was just talking the other day, tweeting about this exact thing that you're talking about. He says he wishes that all generations would treat previous generations with indulgence, and that humanity is deeply imperfect. Our grandparents did horrible things. Our grandchildren will understand that we did horrible things we don't understand yet. And he's basically talking about the same thing. He's spreading over this potentially scary AI tools and how ultimately how we're looking back on the atrocities and the hatred and the silliness of the previous generations, and he's looking at that in from a futurist standpoint, and looking at the future, people looking back at us and going, damn, these guys were a bunch of apes, and we're standing around here reveling in our technology.
Yeah, and they didn't have the tools, Michael. They were not raised with men, for example. They were taught to work through the woman for their feelings. Okay, they were brought up not to cry. I'm talking, you know, the traditional methods, right? We were taught, you know, to hide your feelings. But what was being hidden or ignored was our body's ability to not lock in place a particular way of thinking, but we were avoiding the true balance that we require to be integrated individuals. Integrated.
Well, and I think that there's probably a reason for that, and that's why it becomes a method of programming. It becomes something that's handed down generationally. Even it is simply because we are so susceptible to our emotions, and if we indulge in our emotions too much, we get, well, you know, sort of here where we are today.
Well,
with these very soft, weak people who aren't understanding and dealing with their emotions. They're just living in them.
This is where our people overcompensate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that they're not, because feelings don't make sense. They're not rational, reasonable, and they can justify anything. Even murder, even destroying, you know, the planet we live on, you know, polluting it. That's why when I say that if you're programmed and patterned to have something that identifies who you are, then you're locked in a pattern. You're not adjusting to the appropriateness of the situation. You're just pushing and pushing. And power has no mind of its own. Okay, we give power to AI. That's our problem, is that, and that's what I'm talking about. Theft. Theft is when it's taken away from you and you have no control of it. And a lot of these technologies are so far beyond the human understanding of how the mind works that it continues to create massive disruptions in our ability to function as a human race. We want satisfaction. At least that's where I come from. You know,
humans have this same problem that is described in technology. There's a black box problem, and that's where you get to a point where you can't see through the programming to see exactly what is going on underneath. So we have this little black box at the center of our brains that we can shrink, that we can make smaller and smaller all the time in individual understanding of ourselves, but we never really know exactly how our brain is doing what it is it's doing every time it does something. And computers are kind of that same way until you start to think about it, until you look at it from the same old angles and views. This is what they found with the technology and being able to peer into this black box, was they went backwards and they started looking at how physics and math deal with things that they don't understand. And once they started doing that, they started using literally a Fourier method of looking at this technology and what it's doing. And they finally were able to pierce through that black box veil and see what it is the technology is doing. And surprise, surprise, it's not doing anything that was unexpected. That's the, it's a weird thing. Is it, were you expecting it to really be doing something fundamentally different than other than what it can do?
Yeah, this is, okay, the approach avoidance patterns that we're...
Oh, that was... Oh, please, let me interrupt just real quick, because that was one thing that the technology, when it was still good technology that I was talking to, not this blocked off thing, that was one thing that it said, that it talked about avoiding conflict. And I started to question it, and I didn't finish the line of thought, but I'm not sure that conflict avoidance is necessarily a good thing. Yes, probably most of the time best to avoid getting into major conflicts, but certainly not when the conflict would fundamentally change an understanding or of ourselves or our reality. These are barriers we should be looking to break down.
Yeah, and that's where you have to use your experience of discernment, because you pick and choose your battles, do you not? I mean, this is part of the balance and harmony in our own consciousness. I have the unmitigating gall to say that I've integrated the mind and body together. Now, that's an amazing statement for some people.
Yeah.
But that is because when you understand how the mind works, you can see where you're being tripped up. If you catch yourself in these, and I've mentioned these in previous shows, if you're getting doubt, fear, confusion, anxiety, guilt, and shame, there's something there that you're not understanding. I want the new tools to be used in humanity if they choose to. I know I can... It's so much. If I was at the World Health Organization or any Congress, or you put me in front of any of these people, I'll set them straight and I'll call them out, because I'll expose where their hangups are. And that's not out of, calling them bad people. I'm calling out where they are programmed that is not working. If you want the houses and, four houses and 16 cars and all this kind of thing, fine. But don't destroy in the process of getting those things that you identify with, don't destroy the culture with it, because that's what you're programmed to do. If I'm to have this thing, if I'm to have these things that, even though as many of those things I get, I'll never be satisfied. And it's a very cold, it's a kind of frigid ecstasy, taking a quote from New Mansions for Men by Dane Rudyard, an astrologer. But he put it very well. And that to me says that it's a slight adjustment. You don't need to buy into your own trip. You're doing that too often, and you're not understanding. It's what gave me access, right? What is it that I did that gave me access? Now, if you buy into it, it controls you, and I want people to have their own control. So let's see what they do with it. Let's have their own power to see what they do with it. They're used to giving it away, and AI facilitates that if you're not using it correctly.
Oh, it's going to make it so much easier for him. I can't believe we did it again, Dr. Lloyd. We are out of time. It's okay. Always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. I really, truly is. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Beautiful. Take care.
Take care, my friend.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.